from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And now we welcome on one of our favorite guests here. She's a legend, and she's a killer. I don't know what that really even means. She does a great job for Cleveland.com. And for the Plain Dealer,
just call her the GOAT, man.
I feel like once you get GOAT status, we're talking about somebody at the end of their career. She's just getting started.
She's in her prime.
Yeah, she is. She's like David and Joku.
She's like Djokovic.
We went two very different directions. Mary Kay Cabot joins us on the North Homestead.
We had a joke.
Yeah, we did. We settled somewhere there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. I don't know if I can live up to all of those accolades, but thank you, guys.
That's actually my subtle way of putting pressure on you, is I build you up so much that it's now on you to do the thing you do every time, in fairness. Now I realize I think we've reached the end of this bit. Mary Kay, what is the latest on the Amari Cooper situation? Should we expect him showing up next week for the Browns?
You know, I actually think that he will. I think there is a path forward here. I think the two sides can come together and come up with something that works for both. It might not be, a long-term thing. Maybe it's more of a stopgap measure for now. Who knows? But I do think that they can try to do something that is a win-win for both sides to get this thing moving forward.
So with that, do you think this is likely to be like a 4-year deal? You said stopgap, right? So do we know kind of what that might look like, the compromise?
Well, I don't know if that is what's going to happen, but that's one option that I have been writing about. They can either do some kind of an extension, a 2-year deal, maybe I would think somewhere in the mid-20s or something like that, or they can add to this year's contract and revisit it either sometime around the trade deadline or after the season if they wanted to extend him beyond this year. So there are a number of ways to go about it. But there are enough options that I think they should be able to find one that makes everyone pretty happy.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the hotline. Mary Kay, was it necessary to, and I love him, by the way, he's got a great name, Dustin Hopkins. Was it necessary to extend him?
Well, you know, that's one position that was very shaky for the Browns for a while there. And we've all seen what can happen to a team that has a shaky kicker situation. You want to be solid, especially in this weather. Even when Andrew Berry was talking about Dustin Hopkins in the release today, he talked about it being the most difficult kicking environment in the NFL. And he's not too far off. I can't think of many that are worse than this. So Dustin came in, he settled the thing down, and now you know when you have an important game-winning kick at the end of the game, he's going to make it for you. And that's what they have to have right now.
Mary Kay, obviously Amari is front and center here because he held out for mini camps, and you know that's very much on the forefront here. But what other potential contract situations could be on the horizon for the Browns before the regular season begins in September?
You know, I really don't think that there's anything else that's imminent or that needs to get done right away. There are a number of other guys that are in a situation to have their contracts extended or redone, but I don't know that there's anything else right now that is on the absolute front burner. I mean, you look at a guy like JOK, and you know the linebacker market isn't going to be skyrocketing anytime soon, so there's not necessarily a sense of urgency there. I think they're pretty well set at most of their positions. I think the two key things heading into camp were going to be Dustin and then Amari.
Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. Another Browns player who recently talked about his contractual situation on a podcast with Ty Dunn, the great guard Wyatt Teller. I'm curious about that situation because obviously Joel's getting older. There's a chance that, you know, this could be Joel's last year, all these kind of things. They've got decisions to make at the tackle spots. I would like me some Wyatt Teller long term here. When do you think those conversations become a thing for the Browns and Wyatt?
Again, I don't think that it's anything that they feel like they have to do before they head down to the Greenbrier or before they get back from there or before they even start this season. But Wyatt is certainly an integral part of this offensive line. He's just a key player for these guys, especially with, you know, Bill Callahan gone and a lot of changes on the line and some injuries here or there. He's been, you know, a rock of stability at guard there, and they, you know, they obviously want to keep him as long as they can.
Mary Kay, you know, speaking of Wyatt, you know, he was on this podcast with Ty Dunn, who we had on earlier in the show today. You know, and one of the questions he was asked about, talked about, was Baker Mayfield. And, you know, he said basically, you know, had things been differently 2 years ago, had he, what, Nick, what was the exact wording of it?
I mean, he basically said if Baker kind of takes a step back, yeah. He calms down a
gets
little bit.
Gets comfortable and all that stuff, yeah.
And maybe doesn't take the adult in the room personally.
Right.
That he'd still be the Browns quarterback.
Yeah, do you believe that, Mary Kay?
You know what? It really is hard to say. I do think that they were prepared to move forward with him until the Deshaun situation presented itself. Even though there was some bad blood there, even though Baker didn't feel as though he could work effectively with Kevin Stefanski, they were fully prepared to put that aside and move forward and have him be the quarterback. And when the Deshaun thing happened, then obviously that changed everything and cooler heads didn't prevail. But I just don't know if it would have been up to Baker to make that determination. I think it more so would have been up to the Browns to decide if they wanted to start over with Deshaun.
Mary Kay, do you think that the Browns, anyone in that organization, regrets how it ended with Baker and then the decision to make the Deshaun trade, given that it's 2 years in and we're still asking when?
No, I don't think so. I think they did what they did for, you know, for the purpose of getting to the Super Bowl. They did not feel like they were going to do that with Baker Mayfield, especially in this very tough AFC North. They didn't see that happening. They saw an opportunity to get an elite quarterback, and I think that they would do the same thing again if they had it to do all over again. I mean, at that moment, that's exactly what they felt they needed to get to where they wanted to go. Now, in hindsight, I still think they probably would do it again, based on the fact that they still firmly believe that Deshaun Watson can get them to the promised land.
Mary Kay, you know, just back to Amari, I want to circle back for a minute here. This offense is going to be new. We know that, you know, Ken Dorsey comes in. Sort of all we have to go on is, you know, his resume and tape we saw from Buffalo. With that being said, you know, more speed receivers, you know, more intermediate stuff, and Nick and I talked about it a little earlier in the show. Do you think this could potentially diminish the role for Amari Cooper?
You know, that's hard to say. Some of the, you know, the best receiver routes you're going to see this season are going to be those choice routes, those option routes. And the receiver who can do that is really going to take off in this offense. And so we'll have to see how that goes. But I still think that Amari Cooper is going to be the star that he's been for this football team, get the targets that he's gotten. Deshaun knows what he's capable of, and he's going to get him the ball. And so I don't think that his role would be diminished. I actually think that, you know, that he'll get more targets and have even more production in this offense.
Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, and the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We had a conversation about pressure with Deshaun, and I think, I'm going to kind of speak for everybody at the station. It feels like most people agree at this station that Deshaun has as much, if not the most, pressure on himself going into this season as any quarterback in the NFL. Do you agree with that line of thinking?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for compare? The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, I haven't really thought about it in those terms. I would guess that Dak Prescott has an absolute ton of pressure on himself as well. Considering how high the stakes are in Dallas and how they went 12-4 last year and then bowed out in the first round of the playoffs like the Browns did. So I think the pressure on him is very, very high. I think the pressure on Joe Burrow is going to be high again this year. Same thing with Lamar to achieve some things in the playoffs that they haven't. So I don't know that I would put Deshaun number one up on that list, but he's certainly up there, maybe in the top five or six.
So with that, as we continue on here, kind of look at other spots here. I very rarely do this. I'm gonna stake a claim here. If DeJuan Jones does not start at tackle this year, I'm going to be very grumpy. What do you make of the tackle situation heading into training camp just 2 weeks away?
Well, some of it is going to depend on which of those tackles are healthy enough to get out there and start a football game come September 8th. Right now, they've got three guys coming off of knee injuries. DeJuan is the healthiest of the three, and then I guess they have to wait and see who is number two in terms of health going into the season. And the two healthiest guys will start the season. So if Jed isn't ready to go yet, then you'll see Jack and DeJuan out there. And, you know, and that just might be how it is for the little, you know, first couple weeks of the season or so.
Mary Kay, is it possible that some players on this team were potentially happy to see Bill Callahan go?
I don't think so. I don't remember, you know, anybody ever feeling that way about Bill. I would say that Bill coaches those guys really hard. And I know that a guy like Wyatt Teller has had his moments, and we've even seen DeJuan Jones have his moments with Bill Callahan, but from everything that I can tell, those guys accepted and embraced the hard coaching of Bill Callahan. And at this point, you know, I would be surprised to find out that some guys were happy to see him go.
Mary Kay, you are writing a series of the 15 keys to a Browns Super Bowl run. I did read one of those keys today where you talked about the quarterback gauntlet the Browns have to face. And I'm most interested in a matchup, which is the Browns facing off in the regular season against Pat Mahomes. Do you think if the Browns do manage to beat Pat Mahomes in the regular season this year, is that the thing that can that should make us all flip the switch and say the Browns are legit Super Bowl contenders?
Well, maybe. I think the key here, when I look at the quarterback situation and the opposing quarterbacks that they're going to face this year, they will be ready for the playoffs this year if they face this formidable gauntlet of quarterbacks. By the time they get to the playoffs, if everyone stays healthy, they, of course, will have faced Dak Prescott and Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson twice. So they're going to be ready. Last year, I think they were almost lulled into a false sense of security about themselves and their number one defense. And by the time they got to the playoffs, they were not ready for what hit them in Houston. And part of that was because when you look at their last four games and the quarterbacks that they played, they were just not necessarily teeing off against the best of the best. And I think it hurt them. So this year, I think they're going to be ready. So whether or not they beat Patrick Mahomes in the regular season, once they face him in the playoffs, I think they will be battle-tested.
So final question for me, Mary Kay. If Deshaun Watson doesn't play well this year, what are the ramifications? Like, he's not going anywhere, right?
No, he's not going anywhere, because if he doesn't play well for whatever reason, you know, you're not going to be able to unload $46 million a year on average. So it's not like somebody's just going to be waiting to accept a quarterback who didn't perform up to standards at that price. So, no, I can't honestly say that I think it would be easy to just unload him. But I just don't think anybody's thinking along those lines. I don't think anybody's doing that hypothetical thing with him. I really do think that this organization has watched him throughout the preseason and throughout minicamp, and they really do believe that he is the Deshaun they traded for, and optimism is very high.
So I know you, and I mean, we've all talked about how this shoulder injury, there's just not a precedent for an NFL quarterback coming off that specific shoulder injury. But at the same point, it sure seems like the Browns are pretty confident that Deshaun is back. Is there any lingering doubt about that shoulder and the ability to hold up for 17 games, or is the confidence even the players seem to be sharing kind of outwardly, is that really where this organization is with Deshaun's shoulder health?
It really is. That is exactly how everyone feels. No one is worried about a setback. No one is worried about him taking a hit. No one is worried about the arm strength. I saw the arm strength with my own two eyes at minicamp, and I was very, very impressed with what I saw. So really, it's just a matter of letting it play out and seeing if it goes the way they all expect it to go. But there are no one is harboring any fears that this isn't going to go well.
All right. So we talked about there was an incident that I saw the other day on real quick. You all right there, Dustin?
Yep.
Sorry, American.
No, I banged my knee.
Dustin
pretty good.
Dustin just knocked his knee into.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if there was something else going on. All right.
No. It was just an accident.
Five alarm fire averted here, Mary Kay.
We have avoided
serious
disaster.
Yeah.
Yes,
or potential season-ending injury. So getting back to the actual point where I was going there, Mary Kay. Sorry,
it wasn't
ADD
my throwing shoulder.
Me.
Thankfully,
thank God. But I saw something happen the other day that involved the Cleveland police that blew my mind. Have you ever seen anyone make a citizen's arrest in your entire adult life?
I have not. No, I have not.
I feel like it's got to be a thing, because I know we can do that in Ohio. I know you can do it in North Carolina. I got to see a citizen's, or I got to make a citizen's arrest before I die.
Well, why don't you do that?
Well, because
you got to find some crime.
Yeah, like we were trying to establish.
I know
like,
a couple areas you could head on out to.
Into. How did Nick Wilson die? Searching for a citizen's arrest. Mary Kay.
What do they put on your gravestone?
Dumbass. That's what they put there.
Here lies a dumbass.
Here lies a moron. Mary Kay, great stuff. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you so much.
Mary Kay Cabot there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.